there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Unfortunately, I can't have a live show tonight, so I thought I would pre-record this for you guys. We'll be exploring Anti-Gravity. It's a wrapper. It's just an interface that was created by Google, but you can import AI intelligence into your coding. So it's really interesting. Normally, when Google does this kind of general interface plugged into something else, it's never as interesting as the something else. But in this case, it has a very specific function. By using anti-gravity, what you can do is you can invite AI into your files, and it can browse your directories, and it can look into your files. Now, it's very hard to do this with current AIs. Grok doesn't have quite of a system to upload a full directory with all of its intricate structure. You can upload a couple of files to Grok and ask Grok its advice, but this will be point by point. What anti-gravity helps you do is it helps you invite AI into your full directory structure, and now you can do clever stuff in terms of programming. So I will show you just what I'm doing for fun, programming a game, and we'll show some examples of what AI can accomplish at this point in terms of progressing on a very complex game with very complex ecology. This is the problems I've been facing, which led me to abandon the coding of this game, planetary insemination. It was just getting so complex. I was like, how can I manage 280 plants? I want to give them some special biochemistry property. How will I do this humanly? Well, AI does it very well. And so that is a tool that will become absolutely indispensable. Coders will have to learn to work with anti-gravity. I don't see any other outcome than anti-gravity or a similar program eventually will dominate coding. Sorry about the fact that I have to pre-record this. Normally I only do lives, but my voice is super weak today, and I have intermittent internet problems, so I think that if I was to do a live, it would cut maybe within 20 or 30 minutes. So hopefully the problems will be fixed for next week, but tonight we got a pre-record. So let's get started. This is my Godot interface. So Godot is a game platform. It can allow you to program games. We are using the Zillion engine for Minecraft style voxel world. So we have a 3D voxel world, which I've populated with extremely complex ecology, with plants that have potion-related products when you ferment them, with a complex biochemistry vector that includes 10 values, which refers to various features that the liquids can have: sucrose, peptides, acetyl precursors, lipid concentration, alkaloid toxicity. All of this was AI helped me build it that way. So AI helped me get to complexity, to let's have these features: hydration, retention, silicate. Let's define those plant families: Pinus coladus, core flora, Eleglacia. And then let's give the plants similar chemical properties, which will come into the making of the potions and the the extracts that we can ferment from the plants. So let's have a look at the game as it stands. I have to say, I've just ported the game to Godot 4.6. I was very happy that everything still works because it's been 6 months I haven't touched this game. But I was somehow able to make it work on the freshest Godot and the freshest Zillin engine. So now the game is generating. We have the entry interface. We will host a server. All right, so we are in the 3D world. So I'll show you all of the features that the game currently has. So first you can destroy blocks. You can add blocks. You can build blocks like a Minecraft world. So you can jump and elevate yourself. You can fall. There's also various sorts of blocks. There's about 30 sorts of blocks right now. You can shoot animals. All right. You can build buildings. So here's a tower. And we're going to build some animals in a reproductive pen right here. You can manage the reproductive pen by changing the content, which will produce animals with various forces. I can chop. I have here a saw effect. And now we're going to see the dynamics between the advancing animals and the tower. So the goal of the game ultimately is to have three lanes and to make it a whole biological ecology MOBA. So a little bit like Dota, but instead of controlling just one hero. So here the tower is killing our creeps. All right, so that's what the creeps can do. Now tonight I would like to work on the fermentation tank aspect. So we are shoveling various plants. The plants are giving loots. So we get a pepper, a peach blushing orchid, a zucchini. We got a lemon. And we also have a poison launcher. So when you walk in the poison, you start sizzling. All right. And what I would like to work on today with anti-gravity is, so we have all these plants that we have shoveled. We have these ingredients. I would like to add them to the fermentation tank in a way that makes sense. So some microorganisms, some flavors, some vegetables. And right now you'll see that the fermentation tank starts producing potions. So, but right now it's random potions. I will show you how, well, I hope that anti-gravity will help us make the fermentation tank more complex. So we got a neurotoxin, a caustic sludge. We got naphtha draft, another neurotoxin. And it's all being integrated to our inventory. So let's see what anti-gravity, how would you approach? So you're at this stage of the game and you want anti-gravity's help to make the fermentation tank system more complex. So generally, it's a good idea to start discussing with the AI. So that's the structure of anti-gravity. It's a program, you install it on your computer. On the left, you have your old game directory. So all of the files that determine the behaviors you've just seen. And on the right here, I have an interface which will allow me to talk to various AIs. You can choose your AI. Now, Gemini has a very, very stringent limit on how much you can ask questions. I've already surpassed the limit and they've banned me for 3 days. That's the, of course, the free account, but that's a big problem. Just the free account, I was able to ask basically 5 or 6 questions, and it's already surpassed. Now, I don't know to what extent the paid account would help me, but it's very hard for me to get a feel of how much I could get from Gemini if I've only had 6 questions to resolve with it. It's hard for me to determine, should I pay for this? Because it seems like they have a queue and they quickly cut you out. So what we can do is we can use Claude Opus, though it is also limited, and you will also get reactions like too much use currently, please stop, and come back 5 minutes. But hopefully we can get some results. So you have to first establish with the AI before it does any change to your files. You want to establish the current system and discuss what do you want to do. So I'd like to discuss with you an implementation plan for complexifying the dynamics of the production of liquids by the fermentation kit through the fermentation menu. So we have created in constants.jd dictionaries of characteristics that the vegetable matters and plants can have. I would like to design the menu of the fermentation tank so that it checks when dragging an item whether the item is fermentable microorganisms containing or flavor containing. If any of these three options are true, I would like the group of slots in the fermentation tank to highlight so that the user gets a visual cue that the item is fit to be inserted in the fermentation slot or the microorganism slot or the flavor slot. I would also like the fermentation kit menu to reject an attempt at adding an item that is not true for these three characteristics. Then I would like the plan to establish a complex system for how the biochemical properties of the plant materials used will be resulting in the various potions we have with their biochemical characteristics. You can consult the outline of these characteristics in constant.jd. In particular, I am interested in more than just a simple averaging between the plants' biochemical characteristics and the resulting potions that it will produce. I want some of the potions to be rare and to require special nonlinear combinations where certain flavor additions and microorganisms are compatible or not compatible in leading to the special results. For instance, basic ingredients in the tank might lead to a given outcome, but the outcome is wasted when too much vinegar has been added through the flavor side, or other nonlinear wasting versus unique, interesting results. So here we will have a full plan designed by Claude Opus 4.6, and he's currently researching the code base. He's going to understand everything about it. He's going to understand where we're at. He's going to be adhering to my request to him. So you can see the state of his thinking. He has found the constant files. So I've asked for a mix of things. The two first things that I've asked are technical UI matters. So we want the fermentation tank to be more responsive when we arrive with our plants and our vegetables. We want it to tell the user, this vegetable, you can put it here, but you can't put it there. And this plant, you can add it as a flavor addition, but you can't add it in the tank. So Claude Opus is currently figuring out all of the item definitions that we've stored. He says, I have now a thorough understanding of the entire system. Let me create the implementation plan. The kind of thing we're going to see him do would be extremely long to do alone. It's doable humanly. There's nothing that these AIs can do that is not humanly doable, but it's just, we're going to take a week of work and we're going to compress it into maybe an hour. I would expect that at the end of the hour, we will have a fully complex ecosystem of biochemical properties, of recipes that will be born from an hour of work rather than a week of work. And it's pretty good for UIs. It's pretty good for, because if I wanted to modify the fermentation tank to be highlighting its headers and all, it would take me hours just to re-put myself in the mood of, oh, that's how the menu works, and that's how all of the headers work, and oh, here's how we could highlight it, and here's a callback function. But AI will do this so much faster. All right, it is still working and thinking. He is creating the implementation plan. And here we go. We have an entire new document created by AI. And this is the plan that it has. Now, he hasn't touched any of my files. But see, that's a document. I mean, can you imagine getting your employee to write this plan? He would have worked a week on it. Now we have an AI plan. Fermentation system overhaul. Nonlinear potion synthesis. So the three requests that I've had, item rejection, slop group validation, the changes that will be needed to each of the files with the current structure, the item definition structure, he understands them properly, the existing Boolean properties, so some of them have microorganisms, some of them have flavors, some of them are fermentable. So he will also highlight the things that I need to answer. Slot counts per group. The current TCSN has 40 total building slots. How should these be divided? Proposed split. 20 fermentation tanks, 10 microorganisms, 10 flavor. This makes fermentable ingredients the bulk input, with microorganisms and flavors as modifier. Plant items in the fermentation kit. Currently, plants have fermentable false, but some have flavors true and microorganisms true. Should plants be slot eligible for the flavor slots even though they aren't fermentable? The current data says yes. Okay, so we're going to start giving all of our answers to the AI. Yes. The property fermentable refers to whether they can be put in the top slots of the fermentation tank. They can be put in the microorganism slots or flavors if those are set to true, even if fermentable is not set to true. The current UI does divide 20-10-10. So this is how we should go. The Megalomaniac's Elixir is clearly the ultimate rare potion. Property lookup helper had a static helper function given an inventory's item ID, looks up the fermentation booleans from the correct source dictionary. Perfect. So that will be our function that checks if the item can be put in that slot. A helper to retrieve the biochemistry vector. Visual slot highlighting in the UI. Add a slot group property and a method set highlight that toggles a colored glow overlay. Perfect. Track which container index ranges correspond to which slot group. Nonlinear potion synthesis engine. This is the core of the system. It takes the content of the three slots groups and determines output potions, biochemistry aggregation, spoilage and wasting mechanics. This is where the nonlinearity gets interesting. Certain conditions waste the batch. Wonderful. Potion match scoring. Compute a cosine similarity between the final mixed vector and each potion biochemistry vector. Excellent. Rarity gate. Beautiful. Best match, highest scoring potion that passes its rarity gate, minus any spoilage downgrades. Beautiful. Component production integration. Replace the hard-coded produce with tank items, slot slice. Important question. One, ingredient consumption. Should all ingredients be consumed on each production cycle? One. The production cycle should consume the first ingredient of each set of slots. And make them disappear from the tank once the potion is produced. Thus, if someone inserted three ferments, three microorganisms, and three flavors, they will disappear one set by one set until three potions have been produced, and then the tank will be empty. In fact, this makes me realize perhaps we do not want 20 slots on the fermentation tank. Perhaps we want only 10. Two, should fermentation be instant, single click, consume, produce, or should it continue as a timer-based cycle that drains ingredients over time? Timer-based cycle, production and consumption of ingredients once per 30 seconds. Missing VEGMAT1 booleans. Purple hop is missing the fermentable microorganism flavor keys. What should it be? Three. Set purple hop as fermentable. True. Four. Slot count split. Propose 20, 10, 10. Does this match the number of slots already laid out in the TCSCN? Yes, this is the current 20, 10, 10 layout. But since we will consume equal amounts of ingredients, perhaps make it 10, 10, 10. Also, we have to make sure that some of the basic potions can be produced with only ferments and without the microorganisms and flavor additives. The potions will not be super interesting, but reserve a subset of them that can be common potions when you don't have quality additives on hand. Five, plant direct insertion versus harvest first. Should whole plants be insertable directly in the fermentation kit? Or must they first be harvested into VEGMAT? The whole plants that are marked as true for microorganisms or flavors can be added whole. When they are shoveled as part of gardening, they produce whole plants as well as the VEGMATs. The VEGMATs are the core ferments in the fermentation tank portion. Please adjust the implementation plan according to my responses and let me know if you are ready for implementation. Then I'll give my okay. All right, so very intelligent questions showing that. Now, I know it's long, like we've been working on this for 30 minutes and we don't have yet a result. But let me tell you, this is worth it. This is worth it from a programming perspective. Because there is no way I would have established this system in 30 minutes. So we are advancing here. Very intelligent questions. Claude Opus understands the task in full details. He has his own conceptions that I didn't even think about of how the system will look. He's currently designing the slot system and all. And for anyone who knows about programming, you know how impossible it is to get a massively new aspect of your game fixed in 1 hour. But Claude will do it. I love this stuff. Claude will do it. I am extremely confident because I've been essentially porting my whole game to 4.6, Godot 4.6, and it's not a trivial task. I had programmed it on a special editor of Godot 4.1 with the old Zillin engine. Anti-gravity has helped me enormously to find what needs fixing, what changed. We all have a big cough in my family, so we're all coughing and we all have weak voice, as you could see from listening to me in the last 30 minutes. Maybe we'll publish this video as a premiere so that I can hang out with you guys in the text chat. So now he's studying the personal inventory bag. He's studying the inventory slots. Okay, he chose the 10-10-10 slot layout, whole plants. Okay, the plan is updated with all of your decisions. We'll remove 10 slots from the TCSN. 30-second timer per cycle. Common potions are producible with fermentable-only inputs. No additives needed. Whole plants can go directly into microorganism or flavor slots based on their booleans. Purple hop fixed to fermentable true. The synthesis engine processes one ferment plus optional micro. Optional flavor per tick uses interaction rules and spoilage checks. Cosine similarity matches. All right. Let's implement the plan. This is a multi-file, extremely complex operation. Let's implement the plan. This is a subtle, extremely equilibrated change that's about to happen. I know that I just have it in my head, the headache that it would be. There's the inventory.jd. You have to handle the little slots. The little slots are dragged. They become an object. The object has to be tested now for fermentable booleans. What Claude is about to do is basically it's a gymnastics. It's an Olympic gymnastics of absolute poetry. So we have these slots. When we start sliding them, the program must say, is that a microorganism? Is that a plant? Is that fermentable? Then the user gets to see, oh, it's fermentable because there's a highlight of the header. And then the whole complexity of the mycorrhizal affinity, alkaloid toxicity, acetyl precursors. If they're too high, look at this. If they're too high, oblivion vinegar, vinegar spoilage. Too high toxicity, caustic sludge, toxic waste, sporagmic yeast, fungal overgrowth. We're going to have the most complex system ever built for fermentation games. It's going to be fucking awesome. This is what I love about anti-gravity. It's you get to do a lot of complexity where your brain would just have given up somewhere along the way. Common, uncommon, rare, epic, byproduct, spoilage, legendary. Boom. Various families of potion. Now he's creating component 2, component 6. Bro. Anti-gravity gives me the hope that maybe it could be possible within my lifetime to maybe finish this game. Oh, God. It never stops. Now you have to click accept all. Oh, we have exhausted our capacity on the Claude model. Holy shit. We are now banned for 7 days. Oh, shit. See, it ends way too quick. Now, he had already started doing the changes. The question will be, have they been done enough? Perhaps we can switch to Gemini Flash. Hello, I was cut out and was working on implementing the implementation plan, which will complexify the fermentation kit behavior and interface, as well as the mechanics of brewing. Could you check whether the plan has been implemented? The AI just cut out. So now we're asking to another AI, has the job been done? Oh, see, he's already identified 4 tasks have been done, 2 are left. So this is amazing. We got banned from one AI, and now the other AI is taking over. I will now complete the implementation of the fermentation system overhaul. Okay, so he's already working on it. Gemini, to the rescue. All right, I'm clicking on accept all. You may not see the button because it's under my camera, but accept all is doing the work. Accept all. So he's working straight into your file, and that is the massive difference. Without any manual upload, you have just invited AI onto your directory, and it's fixing stuff according to a plan that wasn't even written by this AI. This is what's amazing. Okay, I've successfully completed the overhaul of the fermentation system. Here's a summary. Biochemistry-driven synthesis engine. The fermentation logic has been moved to a new specialized engine. It calculates outcomes every 30 seconds, uses interaction rules based on microorganism and flavor profile, includes spoilage mechanics, too much acid, vinegar, etc. It matches the final biochemical vector against the potion biochemistry table using cosine similarity. It rewards plant family diversity with performance bonuses. drag and drop, golden glow, teal, green glow, magenta, pink glow, rejection animation, invalid items will flash red and return to your inventory if dropped in a fermentation slot. Refined UI, the fermentation tank, holy shit. So the plan has been generated. Let's just reload this into our Godot, and I guess let's just run and see. Let's see if this works as described and as intended. Now, multiple files have been modified. It wouldn't be surprising if there were some errors or some bug that makes the game still runs. That is a fucking miracle in and of itself. Okay, so we got our fermentation tank. We got invalid assignment of property or slot group. I'm getting error when opening up the fermentation kit menu with the selector in the game. Any idea what causes this? The instances are being treated as base control nodes that don't recognize the property. I found the issue. The 10 slots per bag is now correctly reflected in the scene. I've updated inventory slot in the GUI inventory. I've also verified fermentation kit as a 30-slot internal array by unifying the logic into the main GUI script and updating the menu reference. You should now be able to open the fermentation kit. Holy shit. Let's give it a try. There is so much offloading of your normal cognitive processes. It almost steals some of the fun of coding. But it really makes you a high-level director of what's going on. And you still need to have a deep understanding of the code base. It's not like it's easy suddenly. Okay, so let's see if we can now open the fermentation tank. Boom, it's opening. Now, we should have a refusal to put non-vegetable matters. So there's a refusal. However, the question becomes, can we put vegetable matters? Let's shovel some veggies. Let's see if we got anything that would fit in the tank. So let's say I want to put a lemon. The lemon fits in the fermentation tank. Now let's say I want to put this plant, it should be refused. Refused by the fermentation tank. It goes in flavor, but it's refused by the microorganism. Perfect. Let's put a zucchini. Should be accepted in the fermentation tank. Should be refused here, refused here. Oh no, it has flavor. So it's being accepted. Does the zucchini have flavor? Constance, zucchini. Number 311. Is that a zucchini? Type plant. Two 280 types of plants. Where's our zucchini? Zucchini. Oh, the zucchini has been renamed. But, yeah, so some of them, yeah, so they have, it's probably somewhere here. They have fermentable true and flavors true. So that is the correct behavior for the menu. What about those sunflower seed? They can be fermented. The plant should not be fermentable. And it is a flavor enhancement. So that's not bad. I mean, we have the refusal. So the refusal of elements works great. Congratulations. Excellent work. Now, I do not get any highlighting behavior when dragging an item to indicate that it could or could not fit in the ferments, microorganisms, or flavor. In the fermentation kit menu. Do you have an ID that would communicate to the user? I can be added in those slots, but not those slots. Not bad, not bad. We have the beginning of what we wanted, but it's very often the case that you need to work further and you need to ask for more detailed changes, and it's totally fine. We've already went to a level that we wouldn't be. So it seems that what he's saying is perhaps the whole thing already works. But he's saying perhaps the color that was chosen on the glow is so transparent that it doesn't appear obvious. So he's currently working on finding what could be the problem. I've analyzed the logic. Okay, still working. So we will have a glow and dim system. I've completed the overhaul. I've confirmed that the old set highlight calls are gone and the logic is cleanly unified. The new system is robust using a pulsing color rect. Okay, let's have a look at this. I find it fascinating knowing just how hard UI intermingling is. It's like multiple files. You have to understand the slots. You have to understand the objects. Okay, so we have our fermentation tank. Let's dig some plants. Okay. Ah, there we go. Oh, look at this. Now I know I can use the zucchini as a flavor or as a fermentation. Oh, bro. Bro, this is nice. Of course, the color, he made it way too obvious. Here, let's put some flavor here. Let's ferment those sunflower seeds. Holy shit. This plant, we're going to put it in flavor. Wow. Okay, we got no microorganism, but that's okay. What if I click activate production? Are we going to start getting potions every 30 seconds? Let's see. I don't know. There may be some problem with the timer. So the tank still works, but it's not producing the potions. Beautiful. The highlights are working awesome. Now, when I click activate production after having added materials in for fermentation, there is no production of potions, even if I wait 30 seconds. Do you have any idea what could be wrong? My goal was to get to this final point, a working fermentation tank with complex recipes. I've thoroughly reviewed the logic. There are a few areas where the production cycle might be stalling. I've added the necessary logging to help us pinpoint where the production cycle might be stalling. The timer will wait for that full duration before its first tick. It's possible the delay is just longer than expected. I've also confirmed that the timer is correctly parented. Please check the console output and let me know if you see any fermentation kit message. Okay, let's give it a try. So we have just started timer. If we wait 30 seconds, we should get maybe an update of some debug. So, synthesis with ferment. Wow, we have no biochemistry for ferment item 293. Synthesis return null. Check fermentation engine logs. So now we have some debugging that we can pass on to the AI. This is what I obtained. Now the AI, without us, because I don't know what is. So the logs confirm that fermentation engine is failing because it can't find a biochemistry profile for 293. I suspect I missed adding the biochemistry vector to most of the vegetable material types in the file, while I updated the types with fermentation flags. I need to ensure they also have the necessary biochemical data. I've updated constants with the missing biochemistry data, including a specific profile for the orange hop you were using and a robust fallback for other material. This should resolve the no biochemistry error. Whatever, bro. At this point, we're doing coding that we don't even know what the fuck is going on. There was some error and he fixed it. That's all we need to know. Oh, bro. This is vacation coding. This is vibe coding. This is what they mean by vibe coding. Whatever you feel, bro. Whatever you feel. Gemini. Okay, let's shovel. Okay, carrots, plants, flavors. Ferments. Activate production. Let's see if we get something. Should be 30 seconds. Boom! We got our first ferment from the Generan fucking recipes. Rah! And now we must have a look at what did he make up in terms of... He made up a... Okay, that's our items. Building fermentation kit. There should be a new fermentation engine. So here's our fermentation engine. Wow, 6 stages of plant interpretation. Mixed vector from the ferment base, roux and blends, 30% microorganism, flavor sourced interactions before blending, spoilage check, gather families for diversity bonus, check legendary balance requirement. So it requires balance, and you cannot go above 230 in the biochemical vector. Require Pinus coladus or Vasian kelp family. Fall back to weakest common potion, cosine similarity scoring. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what anti-gravity can help you do. So now we have a more complex story as part of how we brew things. There would be all sorts of things I would want to manually review and change a little bit of all of this, but the base is there. We now have a complex fermentation game going. That's how it's done.